Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wall says this next round is not like flipping a light switch. It's a way to piece by piece turn on parts of the economy in a way that does not jeopardize the progress Minnesotans have made by physical distancing.
We cannot rest easy. This thing can explode overnight if you don't take the proper precautions. And I'm not saying New York didn't take the proper precautions. The problem is, that many days back, no one knew how quickly this was going to go. No one had the social distancing in place long enough. So the move to go to social distancing, the move to go early, has kept us relatively flat.
Exemptions will be added in the coming weeks as agencies develop protocols, like for landscapers, golf course maintenance workers, or small business owners who need to stop in to manage inventory. Critical workers will continue their routines. Restaurants will continue to be closed for dine-in. Wall says he does not want to follow states like Michigan or Louisiana that statistically looked under control and then quickly devolved.
The news today is the extension of the stay-at-home order till May 4th. The bars and restaurants till May 4th, schooling till that point, with some changes to this and an expectation as more capacity to test comes online and more ability to social distance at workplaces that can start up again. We want to see that happen.
In the decision, he cites CDC data and updated modeling that shows with the extended stay at home, a peak pushed to July. The continued reduction of face-to-face contact by 80%, he says, will continue to buy time to build hospital capacity, ventilators, ICU beds, and PPE, because right now, based on Minnesota's data, there is not enough. A model with 95% certainty, he says, shows Minnesota will need about 3,000 beds as soon as May. He says he knows this is difficult, but takes issue with lawmakers or opponents who wanted a less cautious approach.
I would simply say that the data and the 42 states that are following this general direction, where we diverge from them is we think we've got the capacity because of our testing capacity and because of our social distancing is working the way it is, that we have the capacity to smartly bring people back in without jeopardizing this.
Wall says they're optimistic about the development of serological antibody tests as a way to get people back to work. Walls, meanwhile, says children going back to school in May is unlikely, but he's not entirely shutting the door on it. Also today, in a statement, Majority Leader Paul Gazelka said, quote, "It is welcome news. Some businesses can open up and safely resume work." Sloan Martin, News Talk 830, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.